A communist lawyer's materialistic worldview is shattered after he experiences a miracle from Padre Pio. He tears up his Communist Party membership card and undergoes a remarkable conversion. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. The story I'm sharing today is sourced from the book Who is Padre Pio? By Lila Santana. In her book, Lila shares a fascinating anecdote about the spiritual transformation of a member of the Italian Communist Party, a man who was once an ardent materialist. She begins the account with a powerful statement. There is no sinner who cannot convert. When Christ died on the cross and had his most sacred heart pierced, his desire was that all be redeemed through his sacrifice. That is why Padre Pio had such a great commitment to the salvation of souls. He deeply understood the price of our redemption, the terrible pains of the Passion. May the example of Padre Pio inspire us never to stop praying for the conversion of sinners. Indeed, let us never stop praying for the conversion of sinners. This is a fundamental part of our faith and a wish expressed by Our Lady at Fatima. Now let the story unfold. One day, a lady approached Padre Pio, seeking help to resolve a legal dispute she was entangled in. Padre Pio warmly recommended a specific lawyer based in Rome. However, the lady hesitated, expressing her concern. "Father, this lawyer is a communist," she remarked. Padre Pio responded, "Yes, but he is the one who can help you." So the lady listened. She traveled to Rome to find this communist lawyer recommended by Padre Pio. When she found the lawyer and told him all about her case, the lawyer instantly deemed it a lost cause. However, he asked for a few days to delve deeper into the details, perhaps sensing the lady's desperation. And here comes the incredible part. During this time, the lawyer experienced an unexpected visit from Padre Pio himself, whom he recognized from the photographs he had seen before. And listen to this. Padre Pio pointed out a specific section in the penal code on which the lawyer could base his case to win. Can you imagine that? Prior to Padre Pio's guidance, the lawyer had no idea how to win this case. He presented his argument in court and won. This profound experience shattered the lawyer's materialistic understanding of the world. So he tore up his Communist Party membership card and made a pilgrimage to San Giovanni Rotondo to meet Padre Pio in person. The lawyer underwent a remarkable conversion and became the director of the Catholic Action in Rome. End of story. Now, some of you watching might be in the legal field, so you maybe already know about Saint Ivo, the patron saint of lawyers. But for those who are unfamiliar with him, Saint Ivo was born in France in 1253. He studied civil and canon law from the age of 14. As a lawyer, he practiced in both civil and ecclesiastical courts, often defending the poor without charge. He was known as the poor man's advocate. He was ordained a priest in 1284 and shortly after left his legal practice to dedicate himself fully to his parishioners. We all recognize that a just society depends on the presence of ethical lawyers and judges. With this in mind, let us conclude this video with a prayer to Saint Ivo. Glorious Saint Ivo, Lily of Purity, Apostle of Charity, and fearless defender of justice. You who, seeing in human laws a reflection of the eternal law, wonderfully combined the principles of justice and Christian love. Assist, enlighten, and strengthen the legal profession, our judges and lawyers, the cultivators and interpreters of the law, so that in their teachings and decisions they may never depart from fairness and righteousness. May they love justice to consolidate peace, exercise charity for harmony to reign, defend and support the weak and unprotected, so that, disregarding all personal affections, they may make the wisdom of the law triumph over the forces of injustice and evil. Look also upon us, glorious Saint Ivo, who wish to follow your examples and imitate your virtues. Exercise your mission as our advocate and protector before the throne of God, so that our prayers may be favorably heard and we may experience the effects of your powerful patronage. Amen. Thank you for listening. Please do share this video to help our channel grow. And please, give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Have you already enrolled your deceased loved ones in our special November Padre Pio Holy Masses? If not, you will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.